Good morning. And good morning and welcome to all of you who are here in person and all of you who are watching us online. We're glad all of you are here. If you are online, remember that later in our worship we will be having communion, and we invite you to get your elements ready to take communion with us there in your home. Today is Palm Sunday, or Sunday of the Passion. As you know, normally we start outside and come in, but we couldn't socially distance ourselves and do that, so we're just in here today, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But it's also the Sunday that changes right in the middle from the celebration of Palm Sunday to the somberness of the Passion of Christ. And we're observing that today doing what's called the Stations of the Cross. And we will actually encircle, not we, we will encircle the cross. Y'all will stay right where you are. And we'll encircle the whole sanctuary and lead you through that service there. You'll also notice in your Go and Serve the announcements about the Holy Week schedule. Monday, Thursday, we will put on a service at 10 o'clock that's online only. A brief service there, and then from 4:30 to 6:30 that day, we invite you to come through for a drive-through communion right here. On Good Friday, we have our Good Friday service with Seven Oaks Presbyterian,
McGregor
Presbyterian, St. Mary's Episcopal, and Pine Grove AME.
And us.
And that's at 7 o'clock online. Easter, of course, 8:30 here in person, or 11 o'clock here or online. We're glad to have you in any of those. And don't forget, normally on Easter we flower the cross. And sometimes Easter is so early we don't have many flowers. And that is not going to be the case this year. So I look forward to you bringing flowers next week and flowering the cross out there. It's always such a wonderful witness of our Easter joy to our community. And we look forward to that. So, Vicar Amanda.
Yes, Pastor Gary.
I have a question.
Uh-oh.
How did your enormous epic Easter egg hunt extravaganza go?
The enormous epic Easter egg hunt extravaganza?
Yes, that one.
Ah, I got it. It was great. We had at least 25 kiddos here running around finding eggs, and we had wonderful adult helpers. Thank you so much to all of the adults and teens that helped hide eggs and make this possible. Just so you're aware, if you sit down on the pew and feel a crunch and there's some plastic, the adults did their egg hunt in here because it was getting really warm outside. And so that's not you laying an egg. That is leftover Easter eggs from yesterday. So if you find one, there's still prizes if you find one. So, but it was a great time, and it was so wonderful to see kiddos and families out running around Redeemer yesterday. And so thank you to all who helped make that happen.
That's excellent.
Oh, wow. I should have seen that one coming. Anyway, moving on. We'll also have some teens running around and having fun tomorrow. Mondays are youth group days, and it's 6th through 12th graders. So please, any and all 6th through 12th graders are welcome. Bring your friends. We'll have a good time. We will be meeting out in front of the church to begin with, and some sort of games. No brooms this time, but we will play some sort of games, and it'll be great. Also, thank you to those who are answering the call to the blessing box. I drove up this morning and it was empty. I heard there's been people filling it this morning, and Pastor Gary and I continuously hear stories of people that are right here in our community, our actual neighbors that live next to us, that are able to eat because of that blessing box. It is making a difference in our community every day. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who is participating with that ministry. It is truly wonderful. So I have one more announcement. Pastor Gary's looking at me like, one more announcement. Because we are now opening up for worship and in person, we are also wanting to open up the ministry for our families and our kiddos. The nursery is now going to be open. And remember that when we have people and children baptized in our community, that means that we as a community, you're going to support them, support their families, in helping them worship and helping them be a part of the community. And the nursery is part of that ministry for our families. So we need two adults each Sunday. We have Carmen, but we need a second adult each Sunday, or a teenager. Teenagers can do that too, right? Or a teen, to help in the nursery. And we have an online sign up, or you can just call me. If everybody that's able to can take a turn or two during the year, we'll spread it all out, and you get to hang out with some awesome kids who, like, happen to be up here. They greatly appreciate that ministry, and for any other families that are in our midst. So, yeah, that's the nursery.
Great.
Definitely.
See, it didn't start with an E.
What?
I could have said that was enthusiastic. That was.
Oh, so everything's going to start with, all my announcements need to start with E?
Everything would, yes.
All right. Today's church service is brought to you by the letter E and the number 3.
Okay. A couple of other quick things about our service today. As I said earlier, normally we start outside and come in. We couldn't socially distance and do that. But we will still wave our palms during the hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Now, back in the old days when I was young, I could do that all day. But now that I'm older, my arm slowly gets further down. So you're invited to do that during the refrains, while we sing the refrain. Each time we come around, you can do that, and then you can rest during the verses, and then the refrain, and then you can rest during the verses. Finally, as I said, this service switches and changes character in the middle. And the way Holy Week is designed is we will finish our service today, and there will not be a benediction. And there is not a benediction until next Easter Sunday. So we will sing our last song, then Vicar Amanda and I will leave, and you're invited to leave in silence as well. Let us begin with our thanksgiving. Please rise. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise and thank you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we may enter into life with you through the same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection. In the name of who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated. Let us pray. God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us and these your gifts, which we receive from your bounty through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Blessed be our God.
Forever and ever. Amen.
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
Behold, the old has passed away. The new has come.
For while we were still helpless,
at the right time, Christ died for the godless.
While we were still sinners,
Christ died for us.
While we were still enemies,
we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son.
All this is from God,
who through Christ reconciled us to himself.
God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself,
not counting their sins against them.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
For the Lord's judgments are true and just. Alleluia. Amen. The Lord God said, "Behold, Adam and Eve have become like one of us,
knowing good and evil.
Therefore, lest they take also of the tree of life, eat and live forever."
The Lord God sent them forth from the Garden of Eden
to till the ground from which they came.
God drove them out.
And at the east of Eden, God placed a cherubim with a flaming sword
to keep the way to the tree of life.
Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." Then they all shouted together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us." This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found, therefore, in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder. And he handed Jesus over as they wished.
The soldiers led him away to the praetorium.
They clothed him in purple and put a crown of thorns on his head.
They began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
They hit him and spat on him and paid mock homage to him.
When they had finished with him,
they led him out to crucify him.
Almighty God, the lover of all who sin, help us to see how we have condemned Jesus with our own trespass and treason, and mercifully grant that we may stand in the redemption of his cross through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
God said to Abraham, "Take your only son Isaac, whom you love, and offer him
for a burnt offering upon the mountain."
So Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering
and made it on his son Isaac.
And Abraham took the fire and a knife in his hand.
And they both went up together.
Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha.
When Pilate saw he could not prevent a riot,
he took water
and washed his hands, saying,
"I am innocent of this righteous man's blood. See to it yourselves."
The crowd answered, "His blood be on us and our children."
Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly took on the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage to take up our cross and follow him who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Ruth said to Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave you,
or to go back from following you.
For where you go, I will go.
Where you dwell, I will dwell.
Your people will be my people.
Your God, my God.
Where you die, I will die.
And there be buried."
They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull.
A maid saw Peter and said, "You were with Jesus of Nazareth."
Peter said, "I do not know what you are talking about."
The cock crowed once.
The maid saw him again and talked to the others nearby.
"This man is one of them."
Peter denied it again.
But someone said, "Your speech is like a Galilean's."
Peter swore and said, "I do not know this man."
The cock crowed a second time.
Peter remembered what Jesus said.
"Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times."
Peter went out and wept.
Almighty Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who asks us to follow him, grant us the grace and faith to look only toward your Son and walk in his steps, for the love of him who laid down his life for us, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The sun shall be darkened.
And the moon shall not give her light.
The stars of heaven shall fall.
And the powers in heaven shall be shaken.
They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds.
With great power and glory.
A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
When Judas saw that Jesus was condemned,
he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver, saying,
"I have sinned by betraying innocent blood."
They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself."
So Judas threw down the silver and departed,
and went and hanged himself.
Everlasting God, whose word is both judgment and salvation, teach us, your people, to mourn our sins, to repent and forsake them, that by your pardoning grace, the results of our iniquities may not be visited upon our children and our children's children, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is in your word made flesh. Amen.
Thank you.
When Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his coat.
His coat of many colors.
They took him and cast him in a pit.
And the pit was empty. There was no water in it.
When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes among them, and for my clothing they cast lots."
When Jesus saw his mother,
disciples whom he loved,
he said, "Woman, behold your son."
And to the disciple, "Behold your mother."
From that hour,
the disciple took her into his own home.
Ever giving Spirit of God, who grants us all good and all grace, help us to strip our hearts of those desires that divide us from you, and our lives of those things that separate us from each other, for the sake of one who emptied himself for us. Amen.
Amen.
Isaac spoke, "Father, where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
Abraham answered, "God will provide himself a lamb."
When they came to the place, Abraham built an altar
and bound his son Isaac and laid him on it.
Abraham stretched forth his hand
and took the knife to slay his son.
And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he wants to. For he said, 'I am God's son.'" The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way.
Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross:
"Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews."
Then the chief priests of the temple said,
"Write not 'the King of the Jews,'
but that 'he said, I am the King of the Jews.'"
Pilate answered, "I have written what I have written."
Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen. They shall take a lamb from each household.
A lamb for each family.
Your lamb shall be without blemish.
The congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight.
They shall take the blood
and put it on the doorposts and lintel of the houses.
The blood shall be to you a sign
upon the houses you live in.
When I, the Lord, see the blood, I will pass over you.
And the plague shall not strike you when I smite Egypt.
When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son."
The soldiers came and broke the legs of the first.
And then the other was crucified with Jesus.
When they came to Jesus,
they saw he was already dead.
One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear.
And at once blood and water came out.
O life-giving God, whose Son shed his precious blood for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Amen. For God so loved the world,
he gave his only begotten Son,
that whoever believes in him should not perish,
but have eternal life.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth.
Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor,
who also awaited the kingdom of God,
took courage and went to Pilate
and asked for the body of Jesus.
Pilate marveled.
"Is he already dead?"
He summoned a centurion and asked him,
"Has he been dead for a while?"
When the centurion assured him, "Yes,"
Pilate gave the body to Joseph.
Lord Jesus Christ, by your death you took away the sting of death. Grant to us, your servants, so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake up in your likeness, for your tender mercy's sake. Amen. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights,
in the belly of the whale.
So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights
in the heart of the earth.
Nicodemus, who had at first come to see Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial customs of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified. And in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Now the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women came bearing spices.
And found the stone rolled away from the tomb.
They entered it.
And found not Jesus' body.
As they stood confused,
two in shining garments stood by them.
The women were afraid and bowed to the earth.
And the two said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?"
O God, your blessed Son was laid in a tomb in a garden and rested on the Sabbath day. Grant that we who have been buried with him in the waters of baptism may find our perfect rest in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Please rise. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Body of Christ given for you.